as public health officials plead with people to stay home for Thanksgiving, the guarantee of a hospital bed in your hometown if you need it is at risk.
Resources are people. That may be, you know, something that we're not able to come up with.
That's Health Department Chief Jessica McKnight. I'm Dana Vollmer, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for The Leadoff on WGLT and WGLT.org comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.
It's Monday, November 23rd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT Bloomington Normal's Public Media. Now, let's lead off with how McLean County Health Departments are dealing with two inevitable strains the recent coronavirus surge has caused. Not enough hospital beds or contact tracers. More from Eric Stock.
Less than 10% of hospital beds and ICU beds are available in Bloomington Normal amid a second wave of COVID patients. McLean County Health Department Administrator Jessica McKnight says the county continues to work with hospitals to find alternate care sites if they reach capacity. She says the county can help with the PPE and other supplies, but staffing will be the biggest challenge.
So we always assume that hospitals will be there to care for us and our health care providers will be there to care for us whenever we need it. But, you know, resources are people that may be, you know, something that we're not able to come up with.
And McKnight says the county's contact tracers have struggled to keep up as coronavirus cases surge. The county added more than 1,100 new cases last week.
If you get a call that you have tested positive or you get your lab results that you have tested positive, please do not wait to hear from your local health department to begin your isolation.
McKnight recommends those who contract the coronavirus to tell their close contacts so they can isolate immediately. She says contact tracers may not be able to reach them in time. She urges anyone who shows COVID symptoms to quarantine rather than wait for test results. Those results could be delayed as the COVID testing site at the Interstate Center in Bloomington has experienced increased traffic in recent weeks.
Even lab results are taking a while to get back, and the longer time between when someone tests and when someone starts their isolation, it can be dangerous.
McKnight says the county has hired 34 contact tracers since the pandemic began. She says the county hopes to hire 21 more by the end of the year. There is some encouraging news. The county's seven-day testing positivity rate has dropped to 10%. That's below the state average and equal to the national average. For The Leadoff, I'm Eric Stock.
Here are some other stories we're following in the WGLT newsroom. The Illinois Department of Public Health says a 49th McLean County resident, a man in his 90s, has died from COVID-related complications. More details are expected to be released later today when the health department reports its new cases. 12 Bloomington bars accused of defying COVID rules won't face fines or suspension of their liquor licenses just yet. The mayor says several of them were confused about whether the city would be enforcing the latest restrictions. A former Normal police officer, Brian Williams, was sentenced to 30 days in jail after he pleaded guilty to official misconduct in connection with a theft of $12,000 while he was on duty. And today, Bloomington will resume downtown street parking enforcement. People should observe posted signs for time limits. Parking in the downtown decks remains free until further notice. Find more on these stories at WGLT.org. Food, family, and festivities help make the holiday season, as the song says, the most wonderful time of the year. Student reporter Darnisha Mitchell tells us as college students head home to be with their families, the pandemic is forcing them to navigate different options to celebrate.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle-belling and everyone telling.
Family means togetherness, especially at holiday times like Thanksgiving and Christmas. But with students and parents living in separate bubbles at school in their home communities, there's a coronavirus risk to that togetherness. The Illinois Department of Public Health says contact tracers find the number one cause of infection is small gatherings of family and friends. Jen Arisman, an ISU graduate student from Gridley, describes her family as super close, who normally celebrates the holidays by gathering to make such favorite Thanksgiving dishes as turkey and corn casserole. But Erisman comes from a family that falls into the high-risk category for coronavirus complications, including herself. She has a medical condition that affects blood circulation. She can get seizures, rapid heartbeats, and faint. Because of her condition and the symptoms of COVID-19, Erisman says these things mean the family likely won't have a traditional gathering.
That's scary, thinking about how that could mess with me. And I know somebody who had a seizure after corona. And so that's something that scares me, especially having a history of seizures. We got to be really careful with that, too.
Instead, Erisman may go to Colorado to be with friends and test regularly to stay safe. Health officials even discourage travel this holiday period. Illinois State University junior student Aliyah Muhammad says her family tradition is to make dinner and eat together. She says the rising case numbers and new mitigations are disappointing, as families cannot enjoy the holidays as they've done in the past.
We're back in the same place that we were at the beginning of all this. Like, we're supposed to be staying inside and getting fed so that one day we can all go outside and seems like no one wants to listen, and we're back at square one.
Before the recent spike in COVID cases, the Illinois Department of Public Health released safety tips for families to increase the odds they can enjoy the holiday safely. Those include limiting the number of guests, having activities outside as the weather permits, and opening windows to increase airflow. Now that new cases, hospitalizations, and positivity rates have soared to record levels, state officials recommend avoiding traveling home if possible. Dr. Katie Eichinger, Medical Director of ISU Student Health and Services, says college students who do go home should limit activities and get tested before leaving.
It has been easily spread at these gatherings, so there is a risk there that if families decide to go forward with their usual celebration and getting families together, I mean, yes, there is that risk that the virus might spread.
Eichinger says if anyone starts feeling symptoms while around family, tell the rest of the family as soon as possible so everyone can isolate themselves and get tested. I'm Darnisha Mitchell.
Before we let you go, the Bloomington City Council meets tonight at 6. On the agenda is an update from the city's finance director. Also, if you missed our special tribute to Delta Frank Black over the weekend, you're in luck. We've posted all 4 hours of his 2016 50th anniversary show on our website. The perfect soundtrack this week as you stuff that turkey. That's it for today. Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from the Central Illinois Regional Airport in Bloomington, now offering nonstop flights to Detroit on Delta Airlines. The Motor City is just one flight away. Schedules and information at CIRA.com.